Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Milburn. Batting third. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Winfield. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Tommy John. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rusty Koontz. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires bunts in front of the plate. Cerrone fields it and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to third. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski takes first base on ball four. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive towards first. Squires reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield strikes out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Revering trying to advance. Here's the throw. And he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuntz moves to third. Almon moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-0 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lozinski hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuntz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pryor moves to third. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Revering moves to third. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon misplays the ball. That's an error on Almon. Revering scores. Cerrone moves to third. It's 2-0, Yankees. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Mumphrey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kuntz. Mumphrey reaches second base with a double. Cerrone scores. Dent moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Yankees. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Milburn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Bob Watson pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent misplays the ball. That's an error on Dent. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on John LaFleur moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Squires for the out. LaFleur moves to third. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Yankees. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Yankees. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Winfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Winfield. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Winfield steals second. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Revering strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Koontz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cerrone takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dent bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cerrone moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Cerrone moves to third. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almone misplays the ball. That's an error on Almone. Cerrone scores. Mumphrey moves to third. Milburn moves to second. It's 4-2, Yankees. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson is walked intentionally. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bernazard throws to second for one, and Almone throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Mumphrey scores. Milburn scores. Two runs are unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Yankees. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Almone hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Lamar Hoyt now pitching. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Winfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Koontz is chasing the ball. Winfield rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 7-2, Yankees. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Revering hits a fly ball into center field. Koontz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dent strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Frazier now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-3 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mumphrey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Mumphrey reaches second base with a double. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Milbourne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mumphrey moves to third. Bobby Mercer pinch hits for Bob Watson. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mercer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-2, Yankees. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Koontz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nettles is 0-for-4 in the game. Nettles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Yankees. Reggie Patterson now pitching. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Winfield takes first base on ball 4. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Revering hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Winfield moves to second. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cerrone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Winfield scores. Revering moves to second. It's 12-2, Yankees. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Koontz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into center field. Koontz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Davis now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Koontz hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.